The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is for everybody in the room, I think. Because this is not just a gender sort of specific. How do you feel when somebody hits on your sig other?
I don't like it, but I also kind of like it, because it's just I trust her. I know nothing's gonna happen. So
why?
I don't like when you do it.
Okay, but what if it's somebody? Are you so confident that you don't think that there's somebody way better than you that could come up and like just say the right things?
No.
She's so happy in the marriage, though, right?
We like have you two guys kids. Are just in... we have, like she okay. made humans
okay.
with me.
Okay. I got a pile of divorces that can tell you a whole other story.
But it happens quite often. It used to happen more because I DJ and she would come with me, and so she would kind of be either with a friend out in the bar or just kind of by me, but kind of in the bar, like halfway in the booth, halfway not, and she would get hit on a lot.
And she's pretty.
Thank you.
And
back off.
No, but I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. So I've had pretty much every experience with her getting hit on. Like one time we were back in my hometown and I was DJing a gig there, and so I'm just up on the stage and she's in the crowd with my sister, and so a lot of guys who I knew from high school were in the crowd, and they're kind of like, who's this new woman at the bar? Like,
oh, wow.
We've never seen this chick. Like, it's a
like
small
your
town.
Friends.
Yeah. And they don't know that she's with me, so they're coming up and hitting on her, and then she's like, oh, I'm actually with the DJ, and then they're like, oh, you're T-Hack's wife? Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Like not realizing. But so those are good, because they're friends, and like, oh, I didn't mean to. But I've also just had the random guys.
Who just,
mm-hmm,
who unrelenting.
Have come up, she's been in the DJ booth with me, and have come up, and they're hitting, and she's like, oh, I'm with him, and they're like, yeah. So
also, just come out here,
God.
And let me buy you a drink.
Exactly. Like, yeah, we're just talking. Guys love to do that move. We're just like, what? I can't have friends? Like, not with my wife. Sorry. Because that's not what you came over for.
But you do like it a little bit. Does it make you feel like you've made a good choice? Because you... you like a couple of things that are flashy. You
yes.
like watches and you like shoes.
I do, yeah.
And I think you like both of those things. I think you genuinely... like looking down at your feet and going, look at that. I got those. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. and get on the sneakers app or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to like, you got them and you genuinely like them.
Yeah, there's a, yeah.
But you really like it when somebody comes up and goes, are those the Jordan 4s? You love that.
I do. I do love it. I was going to say there's a D-bag angle to it,
yes.
A little bit of not only do I have it, but no one else has these.
Right.
There's that angle of it too.
So do you feel the same way when somebody looks at your wife? And I'm not saying she's a possession, but I'm saying, is there a little bit of that, like, damn, look what you got?
There's a little bit, but I think it's because I trust her, so it's just fine. I like it. She's getting complimented. Like, she can now believe me when I'm complimenting her, and it's like, it's not just me. I don't just have to say these things. I genuinely believe you're pretty, all these things. So other guys are saying it too, so I do like that. But I like that it doesn't go anywhere. I would not be fine with them flirting all night and then at the end being like, but she's leaving with me. It's like, I like the compliment, and then it's got to...
Can they buy
it's
her
gotta
a drink?
Shut it down at that point. I don't know. What does that mean? Like, now you're coming to the bar with the guy and you're going to have the drink with him, or is he just getting shots and like bringing him over to us?
I mean,
and we're all...
She is a very smart woman. I doubt she would take a shot from a stranger.
Mm. Would you?
No. No.
How long do things stay on Snap? Because I have snaps of you taking shots from strangers.
That's the only way I drink.
Well, because it wasn't a... Are you talking about when I went to see T-Hack?
Yeah.
He
I thought you said it was from the rando up the bar.
No. He got... The rando was flirting and poorly. And so we left. We went outside. And T-Hack got a server who brought us the shots.
They weren't from Rando?
No.
No, they were from me.
Yeah, they were literally from T-Hack.
Makes it even worse.
Yeah,
hope you're not doing anything for 8 hours. Okay. So let me ask.
Is that wrong? Am I supposed to be more upset? Or I just feel like I know nothing's going to happen. It's a flattering compliment. I feel bad for the guys, too, a lot of times, because I realize how lucky I am to be in a great relationship and stuff. And I can't imagine, because I see it as a DJ. I see guys hitting on Aaron and it doing it poorly. And it's like, ah, oh, that's a rough.
It's crushing.
It's like I would be terrible at that too. So I feel bad. And he's just shooting a shot, gets denied. Okay. As long as he like just works like, his way to a different part of the bar, that's fine.
What's the New York tennis tournament? The Open. It's the US Open.
Oh, yeah.
There was a thing. It was a video that went viral. This was weeks ago, I think. But like, this guy, this is so weird, and I don't even know if this goes anywhere, but this guy, there's a signature drink at the US Open. It's some like lemonade-y. It almost looks like the dragon. I don't even know what it's called, but it's it is the signature drink. I was privileged 1 year to go to the US Open, and I was just like, beeline to get this drink.
The Honey Deuce.
Oh, God.
Does it look
so
like it
good.
Has little tennis balls in it? Is that the one
the
that I'm thinking of?
The cup might have tennis rackets on it or something. You, okay. I mean, it's a commemorative like U.S. Open Cup.
Oh, yeah. It does.
It's dope. It's just so cool to get it.
Yeah.
So there's this woman, like the announcers are like watching tennis, but it's in between points. So it's what they do where they have it. It's up in the crowd. And there's this woman sitting there and a man comes down the aisle. And he's got two of those drinks.
Oh, I saw this. Yes.
And he starts to hand her one. And a dude in the row behind her goes, whoop, and hands her one. And she takes his from the row behind. And the guy's just like.
So he's stuck with both.
Whoa.
I mean, the drinks aren't cheap.
Mm-mm.
It's a nice thing to have done. And the one guy who's stuck with two drinks is clearly sitting next to her.
Yeah.
So she's coming home with me is probably accurate. I don't know why she took the other guy's drink.
Yeah, is it?
But I feel like, with all due respect to you, your wife might. Not out of hitting, but out of sheer politeness.
Oh,
like you're
sure,
at the U.S. Open, and you know this was an expensive drink, and you guys were probably sitting there, and it's like, oh, I really want to try that double deuce thing. I really want, and like the dude behind just like, here you go, and she took it.
The politeness angle is, you're on to something. But that's
would take it, but she would throw it behind her shoulder.
No, she wouldn't.
Well, if there's like a tree there or something, not a person. She's not in the row.
The guy is right behind.
I would slam both the drinks.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.